Welcome to The Flash Business, where we dive into the world's shifting financial landscapes and the movers and shakers shaping them. Today, we're exploring the intricate dance of central banks with interest rates, a week of anticipation and outcomes in the financial markets, and how surging U.S. Treasury yields are reshaping investment strategies. Stay with us as we unpack these crucial developments. Let's start by looking at how central banks are navigating the current economic pressures. Lester, you've been following the Bank of Japan's recent moves amid the yen's weakening. What's happening there?
Yes, Wendy. The global financial community has been closely watching the Bank of Japan, especially with the yen reaching a three-decade low against the dollar. Despite expectations, the BOJ maintained its ultra-low interest rates, playing into the broader narrative that the era of ultra-low rates is behind us. The yen's weakening, fueled by strong U.S. inflation data, has stirred discussions on monetary policies and their broader impacts.
So it seems like a cautious approach from the BOJ. Are we seeing a shift in strategy among central banks globally because of these pressures?
Absolutely, Wendy. The recent policy decisions reflect a delicate balance between supporting economic growth and preventing overheating. While the BOJ's cautious hike, the first in 17 years, symbolizes a slow departure from aggressive easing policies, it also highlights the intricate balance central banks are aiming for amidst global inflationary pressures and fluctuating currency values. All signs point to a future of responsive, measured monetary policy adjustments worldwide.
Indeed, a complex balancing act. Thanks for that detailed overview, Lester. Moving to broader financial markets, Rachel, last week was quite eventful. What can you tell us about the key happenings? Certainly, Wendy. The past week saw significant attention on the Fed's meeting, expectations from the tech sector's heavyweights, and the labor market's robustness. Despite the Fed's hawkish stance amid rising inflation, the market experienced a rally driven by tech earnings and the hope that stable interest rates might continue a bit longer. Do these developments suggest a turnaround in market sentiment? In a way, yes. The anticipation around the Fed's decision and strong labor market forecasts imply that while the road to disinflation might be longer than hoped, there's optimism that a balanced approach can prevent economic recession. Tech earnings, particularly from giants like Alphabet and Meta, have presented a mixed picture, but they're crucial in molding market sentiment. Upcoming reports from Apple and Amazon are highly anticipated for further signals. Interesting times ahead for the financial markets, indeed. Now, turning our attention to a more granular level, Sean, you've been covering the surge in U.S. Treasury yields. How is this affecting investment strategies?
Wendy, we're witnessing a significant shift. The rise in real yields, particularly of the U.S. Treasury Inflation Protected Securities, or TIPS, has started to alter the traditional preference for equities. With the 10-year yield hitting highs not seen since before the financial crisis, bonds are becoming more attractive, challenging the dominance of stocks in investment portfolios.
So are investors moving towards bonds as a safer bet now?
Exactly. This recalibration towards bonds, seen as a steadier option compared to the volatile equity market, indicates a potential long-term shift in investment flows. Higher bond yields not only make bonds appealing, but also raise the borrowing costs for companies, particularly tech firms relying on growth expectations. This trend could reshape both investor strategies and corporate financing in the years to come.
Definitely a pivotal moment for investors and the market at large. Thank you, Sean, for shedding light on these strategic shifts. As we conclude this episode of The Flash Business, we've navigated through central bank strategies, a critical week in financial markets, and the impact of rising treasury yields on investment approaches. It's clear the financial landscape is evolving, requiring careful navigation from all players involved. Knowledge and entertainment, on demand.